We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Hello, I know it's a little noisy in here, but good afternoon. Good morning, I guess. It's not afternoon yet. So thanks to everybody for coming out to join us in the celebration. Before we get started, we are in a manufacturing environment, so I want to make sure a quick safety note. This is a pretty busy aisle, even though we have it blocked off. There are four trucks that will be coming down, so please be very cognizant of your surroundings, and please follow the safety rules and go where you're directed. Okay? So with that, on behalf of our acting chairman, Jose Gonzalez, and our acting president, Roberta Gaynor, I would like to welcome everybody to the Tonawanda Engine Plant. Thank you all for coming. We do have quite a few guests here today, and all are part of the family, part of the Tonawanda family. So if you'd give me a minute, I'd like to acknowledge those who are here and for the support they've given us. To start with, we have U.S. Congressman Brian Higgins here today with us. We have New York State Senator Chris Jacobs. We've got New York State Assemblyman Robin Schimminger. We have our Erie County Executive Mark Holenkars. Our town of Tonawanda supervisor, Joe Eminger. In addition, we've got Steve Weathers from the Erie County Industrial Development Agency, and I believe John Capolino is here as well. We're also expecting Jordan Nicholson, staffer for Senator Schumer, to join us today. And Mark Boyd and Kevin Jolly from Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes' office. So thank you all of you for continuing to support us and being here to join us in this celebration. In addition, we also have some of our community partners, so I won't go through all the names, but I'd like to at least acknowledge the organizations. One in particular, Pierce Aero Transportation Museum. We've got Jim Sanduro and Joe Russo. And I mentioned them because Joe did bring his 1963 split-window Corvette parked up front as well. So thanks for coming. We have representatives from the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, from the Kenton Chamber of Commerce, from Western New York STEM Hub, Willie Hutch Jones Summer Steam Camp, Buffalo Urban League, United Way of Buffalo, Boys and Girls Clubs of Northtown, our neighbor, Junior Achievement of Western New York, and EPIC. So thank you all for coming here today. One more note, we have a couple of special internal guests. We know this is not just about Buffalo and Tonawanda, it's about Western New York. And so from Western New York, a couple of sister plants. We have the plant director and shop chairman from Rochester out here today joining us as part of the celebration, and also from Lockport, New York. So, Thank you guys for joining us. And then as a final treat, we do have the chief engineer and the assistant chief engineer who designed the LT2 engine that goes in the Corvette, Jordan Lee and Mike Basima. At the end of the proceedings, if you want to figure and find them out. All right, great round of applause. So thank you guys for the support, appreciate you being here. With that, I'm gonna turn it over to Jose Gonzalez to say a few words.
Thank you, Ron. Hello, everyone. On behalf of UAW President Gary Jones, Vice President Terry Dittes, UAW Region 9 Director Jeff Binns, our shop chairman Chuck Herr, the men and women of Local 774, and the entire Tonawanda engine team, welcome. For over 80 years, our workforce has taken pride in building the highest quality engines for the best cars, trucks, and SUVs General Motors has to offer. Oh, and by the way, we also make the Corvette engines right here in Western New York. I want to take this opportunity to thank our brothers and sisters for their hard work and dedication. Thank you, GM President Mark Royce. Thank you, Vice President Phil Keane, for being here today engaging our workforce. It's exciting to us that we can showcase what we do here in Tonawanda. Thank you to our elected officials here who support our work. GM and UAW jobs have a direct impact on our communities. From Buffalo, Tonawanda, Lockport, and Rochester, your continued support is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
So without further ado, I'd like to introduce a real car guy and a Corvette buff, GM President Mark Royce.
Does that work? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ron. And good morning, everybody. You know, it's great to be back here in Tonawanda today. I'd like to start by echoing Ron's gratitude to our many government partners for taking the time to join us today, and from the municipal, county, and state governments, as well as from Senator Schumer's office. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I'd also like to thank our tremendous workforce at this facility, both the hardworking members of UAW Local 774 and our great management team here as well. You are what makes this plant the award-winning facility it is, and I couldn't be happier to be here today to thank you in person and celebrate the great work that goes on here all day, every day. So thank you. And I gotta say, this great work is about to make history. If you're anywhere on the planet last week, you probably heard that that Chevrolet just unveiled the all-new 2020 Corvette Stingray. For the first time ever, the Corvette has moved to a mid-engine configuration. Your engine. And those historic engines that will ride proudly behind the driver for the first time will be made right here in Tonawanda. When 2020 Corvette production begins in Bowling Green, Kentucky late this year, Tonawanda will supply its next generation LT2 6.2 liter small block V8. All right, unbelievable, truly history. Powered by this new LT2 engine, the 2020 Stingray will offer customers the most power and torque of any entry-level Corvette. 495 horsepower and 470 foot-pounds of torque when equipped with our performance exhaust. It gets the new Corvette from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. That's unheard of for any sports car anywhere near Corvette's price point. And that's what Corvette has always been about, attainable performance and tremendous value. People have wondered why the switch to mid-engine and why now. The truth is, once that we got to C7, the last gen, we had pushed the limits of what we could do with that configuration. It was as close to perfection as a front-engine, rear-drive Corvette was ever going to get. To make performance and driving dynamics to the next level for our customers, it was clear that we had to make the move to mid-engine. Any Corvette historian can tell you that the mid-engine has always been part of this car's destiny. All the way back to the concepts and the mid-engines that we did before. Those concepts date back to the early 60s. It's something we've been looking at for a very long time. But even as we developed those concepts and investigated mid-engine production applications, all along, it has been absolutely paramount to keep the Corvette true to its roots of attainable, aspirational performance. Mid-engine has historically posed a challenge to this mission from a cost standpoint, but not anymore. The time has come today, and we feel that both the Corvette traditionalists and potential new customers will embrace this change in layout, especially once they see it and drive it. I think it's flat out the best Corvette they've ever driven, and in fact, that's because it is the best Corvette anybody's driven. And it goes right there to the engine. There are many reasons for that, even beyond the mid-engine layout, like the way it feels, the way it sounds, the way it looks, and the incredible attention to detail that we build. One of the biggest reasons will be the engines that will come forth from Tonawanda. And of course, this plant has had plenty of experience building Corvette engines. In fact, it goes way back to 1938, where we did original inline Stovbolt V6s, or inline sixes, actually, inline sixes. I've restored a lot of cars and a lot of Corvettes. The big blocks that came out of this plant in the mid-60s and late 60s and early 70s had a sticker on it that said the number one team, Tonawanda Chevrolet. I don't know if anybody is old enough to remember that, but I do. Yes. And those chrome stickers were on chrome valve covers in this car. And so when I restored those cars, I always felt deep pride for where those engines came from, because it was always a mark of craftsmanship and high output, and they were special. So today I asked Jordan and Mike on the way here if we could take those stickers and find a place on the new small block coming out of this plant to put those stickers. And yeah, so this is a big deal because I know there's a lot of pride in this plant. So we found a place, and you can kind of see it in this picture. Number one Tonawanda team chrome sticker on that valve cover once again. So, congratulations. It's a big deal. It means a lot to everybody who drives Corvettes, so congratulations for that. You know, this history does date back to 1955 when we began the first small blocks here, which was really the V8s for the original Chevrolet Bel Air. Today, this facility produces multiple variants of the Gen 5, small block engines for our cars, trucks, and SUVs, massive volume and massive profitability for us, but now the LT2 V8 for the Corvette as well. It also makes a variety of other award-winning engines used in a huge array of engines in the LGE family, and that's last year, 650,000 engines came out of this plant. Think about that for a minute, 650,000 engines. And that's why we invested $295.6 million in this facility in 2016 to build these engines that power our new Corvette, our new full-size pickups, heavy-duty pickups, and many, many more entries. That's why Tonawanda is so important to us, and it has been for 81 years, and that's why we as a company remain committed to this facility, this community, and all of Western New York, including our operations in Lockport and Rochester. That's right. We have more than 4,100 employees in New York, among those three manufacturing facilities, including more than 1,500 people right here in this plant, working three shifts a day, 6 days a week. That's some hardworking people here, so we really appreciate that. GM spent more than $300 million with about 350 new New York-based suppliers in 2018, and we have 182 dealers in the state with about 11,000 employees. So New York is very, very important to us. We are committed to this community. Since 2014, we have provided more than $7 million in support of New York nonprofits, so thanks to those nonprofits for being here today, and about $550,000 in grants to local nonprofits right here in Tonawanda. Last year alone, our contributions to New York nonprofits helped more than 17,000 people with education, workforce development, and other community development programs. That's a lot of people. The generous men and women in our New York facilities have volunteered 2,700 hours of sweat and intellectual equity throughout the year, making sure our grants and time truly make a difference. So thanks for all of your human time and investment along with the money to make sure it pays. We do that because GM cares. We care about our communities in which we live and work, and we care about this country and our nation. General Motors has invested more than $23 billion in U.S. plants since 2009, including nearly $1.3 billion right here in New York. $1.3 billion right here in New York. GM is absolutely committed to investing in and growing good-paying American manufacturing jobs, jobs that strengthen us today and position us for an even stronger future. Our team and our partners here in Tonawanda will be a big part of that future. So I want to thank all of you again for your commitment to excellence, quality, your loyalty, and all the hard work you put in each and every day. And thank you all for joining us here this morning. I'm going to turn it back over to Ron, and we're going to do a little bit of celebration with some actual properties. We couldn't get the exact cars for the reveal because they're across the country. So, but we do have some really cool things here that I think you'll enjoy. So, Ron, take it away. Thank you.
Again, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to participate in the celebration with us. So, what I'd like to do again, welcome everybody. Thank you for coming, for joining us in the celebration, our elected officials, our partners. And what we have right now is you should be able to turn to the right, and behind out there we have some properties for you to take a look at. Please take your time. Mark is available for some questions regarding the car itself, and so are Jordan Lee and Mike Aceba regarding the engine. So if you would make your way to the right, please join us for that. Once again, thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.